She's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why. Down in the sky with Vegas nonstop. I hate Mondays. I don't just not like Mondays. I hate Mondays. Yeah, there we go. So, welcome again. The month is more than halfway over.
What? I'm surprised that you remembered it is Monday.
Yeah, how can I not remember? Joining me, as always, for the last 6 years and seems so much longer, Jeffrey with a G on sports.
Johnny, what's happening, buddy?
Well, it was a great day of football. Excuse to stay on the couch is just great. Also, Johnny's in the studio, Stephanie Andron from Beer Park.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much.
Well, I've had a dollar every time I said that.
I love the Beer Park, man. That place is great.
Yeah, it's fun, huh? We almost were with you for the whole season.
Yeah.
We came really close because of our friend Maggie D.
Yes,
Cup, I call her.
Who I love.
Yeah, she's Maggie. Awesome. Shout out, Maggie D. Cup.
Woo!
Woo! Sure, so we're going to talk about yesterday's game. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about Super Bowl parties. But first off, we have to talk about yesterday and what happened. Atlanta 44, Packers 21. The pack was not back.
I told you what was going to happen, bro. This was not even a game. They couldn't keep it up for this long against that team on the road. And as we discussed, I had told you that a report had come out that half the team was sick with the flu. I don't think Aaron Rodgers was 100%. Jordy Nelson was playing with a Kevlar wrapping. Broken ribs. Did you see him wincing every time he caught the ball?
How cool is that guy to be playing football in the NFL with broken ribs?
Yep.
That's a guy.
That's
right
a warrior.
Yeah, that's a gladiator.
That's the guy you want on your team because he'll go to battle with you every single time.
Phenomenal, just
but,
phenomenal.
Listen,
so that first
just,
game was kind of sucky.
Well, so was the second one. I got to be honest. I mean, I'm thrilled that my Patriots manhandled Pittsburgh, but I don't know what
so
Pittsburgh.
So was Bobby, our board app.
But even we said when we came in, I was talking to Bobby, like, what Pittsburgh team was that yesterday?
They didn't show up either.
It was terrible.
It was kind of disappointing.
Terrible.
You know, you talk about Big Ben and the three Bs and, you know.
One B went out early. Le'Veon Bell was hurt, so he only carried the ball six times for 20 yards. They subbed in D'Angelo Williams, who was much better. I thought their game planning, I thought their play calling, I thought their clock management was deplorable, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, I came close on winning on that second game with all my crazy propositional bets, you know, like how many field goals. I think there was more than three. I think there was four field goals in the game.
In the New England game?
Yeah, I think there was.
Maybe.
And they both made the overs, which, you know, I had under on the 61, and that went over. And
yes,
I had over on the second game, which did go over, but I had more than two fumbles, more than two interceptions, more than one fumble, you know, all those crazy. Yeah. I had 11 things.
During a snowstorm, and the guy has to be hobbling on one leg.
A chance of frogs and pestilence, I think, you know, it's like everything.
Right, so it has to be vermin on the field.
Is this 70? Do you have a team? Is there a team favorite? I know you're from Florida.
Yeah, I am from Florida. I want to say Miami.
Dolphins.
No,
he's got Dolphins. So. Fans, that's
yeah.
Okay.
Listen, they made the playoffs.
Thank you for saying it's okay.
Our friend Vince Neil is a big Dolphins fan.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of fish people out there.
Yeah. He had a decent season, actually. Really turned things around.
Yeah, I was happy a little bit.
10 game winners and actually made the playoffs.
Which is happy. So I'm sure a lot of people in Miami are happy, considering that, like, you know, it's been a rough few years for them to actually kind of get a team. So I think I'm pretty happy with it.
I agree. I think they're doing a much better job.
Get much closer. If you're anywhere near a computer, you can go to Facebook and like me at Jonathan Scott LV, JonathanScottLV Scott LV. Like me, share me,
if you're
share me,
there,
like me, like
please
me, share
like
me,
and friend me.
I am so ready for a cocktail already.
I don't even know if you're awake yet.
I'm not.
I walked into the door before.
I'm not really awake yet. I had friends come in from LA that I knew from Chicago. Great, great friend of mine. Shout out Steve Schofield. Schof was in. What a great story. His family, talk about Chicago
history.
Doesn't
he do a show here?
What?
Steve Schofield? Oh, no, that's Steve Cofield.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know. I only listen to our show.
I
only listen to our stuff. I don't listen to anybody else's. But Scope's family owned O'Banion's Flower Shop in Chicago. Now, that might not mean anything to you, but O'Banion's Flower Shop was mob central. It was flowers in the front and it was
cards in the back?
Outfit, the Chicago outfit in the back. Huh. So when they would deliver flowers, you know, a special arrangement, it was as he said. So he's working on the screenplay on his family of generations and the Chicago outfit, and I was just a great. We went to Capo's, of course. That's where he wanted to go on West Sahara.
You said it was pretty good.
The food was amazing, yeah.
What'd you have?
Well, their meatballs were fabulous. You know, we always talk about food. Jeffrey's more of a foodie than I am. The meatballs were great, and they had this big cheese bread that you dipped in the sauce, and then an Alfredo pasta with shrimp that was out of this world, and the steak. And, of course, I had my Jack Daniels. So that made it. Yeah, I had a couple of Jacks. And that was, I think, Friday or Saturday. No, it was Saturday. And then yesterday was just all day on the couch watching football. You know, I got my bets in early, as I always suggest that you do, especially for the big game coming up. Get your bets in early. Jeffrey already put his bets in for the Super Bowl today.
Yeah, so, yeah. I wanted to get it before the line moved much more. New England opened up as a 3-point favorite. The total was 58. It's already up to 59, but I took the over at 58, so I think I'm already a little bit ahead of the curve. You have two really high-powered offenses going at it. And we'll go into that more later.
So it was the Falcons against the Packers. 44-21 was the final, 65 points total on the game. Again, Aaron Rodgers didn't look like looked like he was sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, he had this beaten look on from the beginning.
It's called the flu. I told you they were sick and they weren't going to be able to hang with this team. Listen, Atlanta's got the number one offense in all of the NFL. They average 35 points a game. Green Bay has no defense. There's no secondary. They're banged up. They're losing guys in the middle of the game. That offense just went through them like a hot knife through butter. I think Matty Football threw for 400 yards, threw for four touchdowns, and ran for a touchdown. I mean,
we've got more women coming into the studio.
It's your lucky day. That's
yeah. And tell me your name's not Stephanie as well.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay, who are you?
Step up to the mic.
It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Jonathan Scott, and this is Jeffrey with a G, and I think you know Stephanie. So this just in here. Look, hot copy. God. Beer Park
press.
Super Bowl speaking points.
Oh, lovely.
I like them as talking points, but talking.
Well, it's just really what it is. It's fun facts.
Right.
Are you staying? Are you staying with us?
Yeah, I'm just here to get some hot shots of Stephanie.
Hot shots?
Yeah, and my two fabulous men today with me.
Oh, my God. Did you bring shots for everyone? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Beer Park.
Bobby, stay focused on the camera over there. Bobby's getting excited. I mean, Rebecca's going to start taking pictures. Again, if you're near a computer, you can go to Jonathan Scott LV at Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott, L-V, like Las Vegas. I can't even spell my own name. I do need a cocktail, gang. Hi. Oh, we'll take photos at the break.
Sure, why not?
So,
it's going to be more casual.
So, Rebecca, do you have a favorite NFL team?
Do I have a favorite NFL team? Jordy Nelson has a nice bum. Is that acceptable?
Well,
so
butt? I guess you say butt on the air.
But I guess he doesn't count. He needs a good nurse, I think, is what I heard.
He needs a good nurse?
Well, he has two broken ribs, too.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, is he needs someone to come, you know, be sweet and tender to him.
And you want to be that nurse.
Volunteer's tribute.
I got you.
Well, we love a good sport around here, don't we? So then the second game was the Patriots 36-17. Same thing with the Steelers. You know, Big Ben didn't look like he was fully awake yet either.
No, they looked terrible. And Antonio Brown, I got to tell you, Belichick did a great job on the defensive side of the ball in shutting down Antonio Brown. He only had 7 catches for 70 yards yesterday. And I think what really hurt them was when Le'Veon Bell went out with the injury, it sort of changed their game plan. And I think they almost got confused. They didn't know how to run the ball anymore. They just looked terrible. I was impressed with the Patriots defense. And I said to Bobby, I don't know if it's because they're so good or Pittsburgh played so poorly, but the underlying story in the Super Bowl is going to be Belichick's defense versus, obviously, Shanahan's offense. And that's the other story. You know, Shanahan's rumored to be taking the head coaching position of the 49ers. How much are he, and he's taking some coaches with him, you know, how focused are they going to be over the next 2 weeks preparing for the big game as opposed to thinking about his new head job in San Francisco? Similarly, like we saw with Clemson and Alabama and Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban, and they fired him.
Well, it was a great day. It was a great day for football. You know, it didn't come out the way that we wanted it to, but you won a little money. I didn't win anything.
I won some money, yeah. I really loaded up on Atlanta after I got the news Saturday that half the Green Bay was sick.
Yeah.
I liked them already, to hear that news and know that they're not going to be at 100%, have their energy, be sharp like that, have to travel on the road again for a third straight week, that just solidified it for me. It was never a game. 24-0 at halftime.
Yeah, it was crazy. I fell asleep at some point during the second game. I can see which way the wind was blowing there.
Yes.
So there's going to be tons and tons of parties. That's why Stephanie and Rebecca are here to join us. So let's talk a little bit about your place. You're having a big shindig over at Beer Park.
Right.
So why don't you do you want your talking points?
Yeah, I want my talking points because there's so many to talk about. So I want to make sure that I hit every single.
First of all, I think it's sponsored by Budweiser.
Yes.
The king of beers.
Yes, and I think rumor has it that we might have some of the Clydesdales show up.
I was there the last time you did.
How do you get the Clydesdales up on the balcony?
I've never seen them like a Clydesdale. What?
They run the Clydesdales down Las Vegas Boulevard. For our listeners out there that are not familiar with the Beer Park. It's right above Hex on the corner of Flamingo and Las Vegas Boulevard. They have this gorgeous patio overlooking the strip, the fountains at Bellagio. I mean, it's just an unbelievable place to eat, drink, and hang out.
What's Irish and stays out all night?
You.
Patio furniture. Oh. Patio furniture.
But Bob.
Okay, so you might have the Clydesdales.
Don't give up your day job. Okay, yes.
We actually
might have horses. So the big game debuting party, obviously you want to be outside. You want to be able to not sit inside a casino all day long. We have 42 different TVs. We have huge projection TVs. And actually what we just got a couple months ago was a betting kiosk. So for all your bettors out there.
Really?
Yeah. You
don't upstairs on the patio?
They were telling us about that when we were there for lunch that day.
You think I was paying attention?
No.
You think I'm paying attention now? Well, thank you.
No, I'm paying attention to you. I'm hanging on your every word.
Okay, thank you.
So, I'm still stuck on the Clydesdales. Have you ever seen them before?
They did it last year.
Not in person. I wasn't there last year at the time, so this will be my first time.
Yeah, last year on Super Bowl Sunday, we were there early. They ran the horses right down the street. It was great.
Yeah, so they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again this year for sure, which is really nice. So I think if you hadn't been to Beer Park yet, and it's part of like the whole, like, you know, the football season, and it's the big game day, so you want to see all that because I think it ties it all in with the beer. And
now, are people going to need reservations in order to get a spot at your place? Should they call ahead?
Yes.
How would they do that?
Okay, so you're going to go on Eventbrite, or you can just double check on our website. So it'd be beerpark.com. You want to go ahead and purchase tickets there. They're kind of selling out fast right now because space is limited, but we have a lot of inquiries, plus people that joined us last year, and it's tying in with our first year anniversary. So last year was our first year anniversary. We opened, so now this will be 1 year.
I'm going to be radio guy.
Yeah.
You know, Rebecca, if you go to my Facebook page, you could just like it and share it. You don't have to be videotaping that because we're already doing it.
Feel free to keep going.
Huh? You're doing it? You've got us live?
You're live.
Okay. Here we go.
She's good.
Beer Park Super Bowl speaking points. Beer Park will be throwing a big game viewing party where fans can watch the game, eat great food, and get a Las Vegas experience with panoramic views of the strip.
Yes.
We will show the game on dozens of TVs and projection screens visible from every seat in the venue. We will also be providing buffet-style food stations with fan favorites like nachos, hot dogs, bratwurst, soft pretzels, and more. You know, whenever I see "and more," I have a problem with that in reading copy because it's just a waste of words, "and more." If I see it on an ad, I say, what do you put
"and
more"?
Less.
Just get rid of it. It's a waste of words.
We'll have all that and less.
And less, yeah.
But then it could be a surprise. It could be a surprise.
It's not game day without beer.
That's a good
point. And Beer Park has the widest selections available with more than 100 different kinds of beer and 36 on draft plus cocktails and wine on tap. You got wine on tap?
We have wine on tap,
their own wine.
Really?
It's their label.
Beer Park has wine on tap.
Uh-huh.
Go figure.
Well, because you can't keep the wine outside so hot, so it has to be left in the cooler.
Yeah.
So it comes on draft. It's on draft.
It's on draft?
Yeah,
on draft.
Wine on tap.
Wine on draft.
Yeah.
What a concept.
And if you like barbecue, they have a great smoker on the patio. Chef Matt does a great job with the barbecue up there, too.
And all of our ribs, our wings, all of the chicken.
I think we should go there after the show.
I think you should come.
I think we should. Fans can also place their bets at their in-house sportsbook kiosk, conveniently located inside Beer Park. You won't have to leave the venue to place a bet. Are you going to have in-game betting? Do you know?
Only if the kiosk who they lease it through is offering it.
Yeah. She's not Cantor, probably Cantor.
If it's CG, it's probably William Hill.
Yeah, so we just have it there for people that want to bet that they don't have to go actually inside the hotel. So
I understood that part of it.
You done it.
All right. Plus, this weekend marks.
He's tough on me today. I don't know his problem. I just met him.
Who invited Mr. Cranky Pants?
When's our anniversary anyway? Plus, this weekend marks Beer Park's 1 year anniversary in Las Vegas. So it's a double celebration for you.
It is.
The biggest game of the year, but your biggest day on the strip. Private viewing parties, packages start at $125 and can be purchased on Eventbrite.
Yes.
Did we cover everything?
You did a perfect job reading. Yay!
Yeah, well, I'm really good at reading.
Sometimes.
Do you know about, like, the craft beers that you have? Do you know if you have Big Dogs?
Let's see. Well, we have a lot of IPAs. So we take, like, we have, like, Wolf Pup. We have Joe, like, Apocalypse. We have Alexian Space Dust and things like that. So
Space Dust.
Space Dust.
Space Dust?
That's what you want in your beer, so, Space Dust.
Right. We're 80% Budweiser, but we do have a few beers on draft from the Nevada beverage.
Are you a beer drinker? What do you drink?
Tequila.
Yeah. My kind of girl.
I knew we were going to get along. Shot.
Any favorite tequila?
I probably much like, we'll go with Don Julio,
Partita. I was
going to
say, I like Don Julio too.
Don Partita. Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah.
Every time I even
say that.
Every time you hear Julio, that's where you go.
Julio, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Right. He tries to mess with me while I'm in the middle of breaking down a game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'm talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Who's going to stop Julio Jones? He starts singing.
Me and Julio Simon down and by the schoolyard. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM and other places. Stay right where you is. Vegas non-stop.
I like it better when Bobby runs the music, by the way.
So earlier, before the commercial break, Stephanie was talking about her favorite drinks, and I've got a new favorite drink, and we've got a new sponsor. Bellion Specialty Vodka, the first and only vodka created with NTX technology. What's NTX technology, you ask?
I'm glad you asked.
NTX is a patented technology that, when infused into a spirit, makes the spirit safer on the body by protecting the liver and DNA from alcohol-induced stress. Boy, I've had my share of that. Without affecting the experience.
I didn't think you still had a liver.
I am a liver lover. NTX is a natural compound of licorice root extract, mana sugar, I don't know if I'm saying that right, mana sugar, low-calorie sugar crystals from fruits and vegetables, and white salt. All the ingredients are FDA approved. Bellion Specialty Vodka is smooth with no burn, great simply chilled or on the rocks. Jeffrey and I tried it. It's the best vodka I've ever had.
Super clean, very smooth, and apparently no hangover.
That's like tequila. Like if you get really good tequila.
She's right, though. Tequila doesn't give you a hangover, and it's super smooth.
So you can drink a whole bottle and be
like
fine.
A good añejo.
Tell me how these recipes sound to you. Bellion Espresso Martini.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
Half the calories. I could use one right now. Half the calories of a regular espresso martini. Simple to make. Espresso, Bellion, half and half. Shake and serve. Dash a little cocoa powder on it for an extra touch. That's an espresso martini. Cool cucumber. Mull a wedge of lemon, a slice of cucumber in a glass, pour in Bellion, and top with seltzer. Great after golf.
Did you say mull a wedge of lemon?
Well, you know, like,
Wouldn't it be muddle?
Well, they
muddle?
Put mull. Martin Mull. I don't know. Move over tequila shot. Say hello to Hell's Bells. Now we're talking. Salt, lime, and a dash of Tabasco and a chilled shot of Bellion. And Bellion Spirits, manufacturer of functional spirits, introduced Bellion Specialty Vodka, created with NTX technology, a smoother, smarter way to drink. And Bellion is the sponsor at Fix Restaurant and Bar. You can watch the game live at Fix Restaurant and Bar at the Bellagio, sponsored by Bellion Vodka, the healthy choice. Chef Brian Massey, I think that's a friend of yours, G-Man.
Certainly is. Love Brian.
A special game day menu. Doors open at 2 p.m. on game day, and that is at the Bellagio. And for more information on their game, fixlasvegas.com. Fixlasvegas.com. That's going
to
be on game day.
Have you been to Fix? Oh, we were there last week.
Super Sunday, February 5th. You were there? Who was there last week?
You and I were.
Oh, seems like only
on
yesterday.
On Friday night, we went to that event from our friend John Arnos.
You were listening to Sports Night.
What the heck?
Oh, my God. I can hear Frank in my ear.
You're listening to 920 The Game.
You don't remember being at Fix with me?
No.
Drinking at the bar?
But now I do. It's all coming back
to before and after the dinner?
Yes. When your date stitched you?
No. He came back.
It ditched you and then came back.
I think your date ditched you.
I'm like, what's new about that? Anyway, yeah, that was for Missing and Exploited Children. We go every year, support that. John Walsh's foundation, John Arnos from Canon USA. Great event. And you can also check that out, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A few other events that are going on, places where I like to watch football all year round. It's my favorite place for Monday Night Football. But Sapphire is having their big game viewing party. Legendary for their sports viewing party, Sapphire's annual Super Sunday party is one of the best around. Huge high-def screens, plenty of TVs throughout the club with reserve seating, buffet prizes, and I always want to say Jimmy Buffett when I see buffet prizes and giveaways. VIP showroom available as well. In the VIP showroom in the champagne room, please welcome Portia. That's my radio guy voice. Available as well as premium reserve table, Skybox's private VIP room for up to 30 guests. That's at Sapphire on Dean Martin. You go to gentlemen's clubs?
No, I have not been.
You've never been to a gentleman's
club? Well, no, I've been, but not to
not
any
Sapphire.
Yet, not in Las Vegas yet. Yeah.
Not yet. How long have you lived here?
Going on 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
And you haven't been to a gentleman's club
yet?
Nope.
I work too much.
Yeah.
So usually,
where were you before Beer Park?
I was at the Bellagio over at Hyde.
The dancing waters of the Bellagio. And you found that funny for some reason. You know, you can laugh at anything I say. I welcome that if you're... Okay, here's a couple of more. Yeah, you can stand by the microphone if you want to participate here. Westgate Resort, where I hosted for 8 long and treacherous years. Big game viewing. It's $185 at the Westgate, and a bargain at that. Tickets include...
How's that a bargain?
A handshake from Vinny Favorito.
Ooh.
I invited Vinny to be on with us today. Congrats. You don't have a microphone, remember?
You don't want to hear what I got to
say. That's true. So please, Edith. Tickets include guaranteed seating, open bar, all-day buffet, $25 raffle tickets, spectacular viewing... Plenty of seating and viewing and sounds are around. The D Las Vegas is hosting a viewing party at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, which will transform itself into a man cave.
That sounds exciting.
A man cave?
Yeah.
A woman cave would be more exciting.
Yeah,
no general admission charge.
I was like,
you guys have fun.
Yeah.
Drink tequila.
What?
Said we'll be at the woman cave, so you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
You'll be in the woman cave. Okay. First come, first serve basis. Guests must RSVP to RSVP at DLVEC. VIP party includes groups of 4 to 25 people. Private screens stocked with snacks, refreshments. Prices start, well, it says it's free, but prices start at $175 per person. So I guess.
How is that a bargain?
I don't know.
At the Westgate.
And yeah. More.
Here, right. And more. And where you like to add more. Rebecca likes to add more. And much, much more. Call collect, call direct, but call today. Crush, eat, drink, love at MGM Grand Hotel Casino. Kick off the big game with butler-style service. I love the sound of that. Tableside eat because the butler did it. Tableside eats offered exclusively from 2:30 p.m. through the end of the game. Fans can watch the game while noshing on specialty bites prepared by executive chef Billy DeMarco. You know Billy DeMarco?
No.
You don't?
Who's Billy DeMarco?
There's one chef in town you don't know.
From where?
From Crush, Michael Morton and J.O.D.
I don't know. I know some of the other. I know Justin, his executive sous chef. I know Carrie in purchasing. I don't know.
I like the menu though.
I don't know Billy. We
all you can eat optional includes shaved brisket sliders, chorizo. Is that how you say? It? Is it chorizo?
Chorizo.
And sweet paninis. Sweet pepper paninis, corn dogs, barbecue grilled chicken wings, fried calamari, margarita flatbread, artichoke and crab dip, rolled chicken quesadillas, Angus mini burgers. Dessert items includes donuts and the signature sweet Elvis flatbread and banana pudding. Menus available. You can call over at Crush MGM. One more option is the Foundation Room, House of Blues, game day action at HOB, Las Vegas. Foundation Room will include drink and food specials, special viewing areas, quarterly giveaways, special game day menu, and a grand prize raffle will be featured along with domestic buckets and drink specials. Menu features items, Angus beef sliders, chicken wings, chili shrimp skewers. I love chili shrimp. Where did we have that?
Chili shrimp?
Where's where we?
What exactly
probably
is
Herringbone,
that?
Where we had that chili dip. Didn't we have a no? Bobby needs a microphone, doesn't he? French fries with truffle oil, which I'm crazy about that. I mean, just slap it on my ass.
That would be truffle butter.
And a cup of butter. A cup of butter. So, Adam, I don't know what happened to Adam.
I don't know what happened either. I've texted him a couple of times, and it's very quiet on the other end.
But Tao's got something going on over at Tao.
Tao has their Super Bowl party, but I'll tell you, even a better place to watch is at Lavo, their sister restaurant at the Palazzo. They turned the old club at Lavo into a...
casino,
a
right?
A casino, but like a lounge area to watch football. The games are unbelievable. We watched the national championship there with Clemson and Alabama. It's a lot of fun. The food is great.
And of course, our favorite place, Big Dogs Draft House, where the 28th will be their Winterfest Brewfest, Stews and Brews. Stews and Brews.
We're right here. You should say Beer Park. We're standing right next to you.
We want to know the difference.
What?
They pay me.
Oh,
that's the difference. God. That's the big difference.
I'll pay you in truffle fries.
You'll pay me in one?
Truffle butter fries.
Butter fries.
Butter fries.
She's a butter face. Everything's good butter face.
He hates me.
Go for the cheese curds. The Winterfest is the 28th. Saturday the 28th starts at 3 in the afternoon. Live music. Over 45 craft beers. And, of course, the cheese curds. And they've got stews. And Stews and brews. Huh. Yeah, like, you know, winter stew, like beef, you know,
like
stews.
Beef stew. Yeah.
And the walleye flown in fresh every day. And, of course, the ribs. I love them bones, the ribs.
Cheese
Great place
curds.
To watch the game. Sorry about the Packers losing guys over at Big Dogs, Kurt and Robert.
They'll be okay.
Maybe there's always next year.
Exactly. I suppose.
So, anyway, that's a handful, a smattering of places.
Herringbone. Great place to watch the game.
For the game? What's going on? What are they doing over there?
I'm sure they're having some sort of a
Chef
package.
Gino. I mean, the food is just... Yeah. I gotta tell you, Chef Gino,
he does it.
He knocks me out every time we're there.
He's in Santa Monica right now.
Have you been to Harry?
No, not yet.
At Aria?
No, not yet.
Yeah, well, they have beer, but it's not their featured thing. They're known for their food. I think pretty much every place
like
in town
eat.
Has
I'm Italian.
Beer.
I love to eat. I like to eat.
You're Italian?
Not just drink.
You said you're
Italian
and Greek.
Yes, Italian and Greek.
It's a great combo.
Yes.
Fiery.
Spicy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which side was Greek? Dad or mom?
Top or bottom?
Bottom.
Bottom's
up. Not holding back.
Hey, we're going to take another break. Guess what? It's another break time. Boy, that segment went fast, didn't it? You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here at wherever we are. 920 AM, KBAD. Stay right where we are. We'll be back with more Super Bowl parties and stuff.
Shenanigans. So we're listening to the Stones, Under My Thumb, and Jonathan goes, which player hurt their thumb this weekend?
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. We're back. We've got some lovely guests in the studio today. We've got Stephanie, Rebecca.
Well, Rebecca taught me something about a hockey player that I've known for years. I didn't know that Evgeny Malkin's nickname was Gino.
Openly referred to as Google Search says.
Google search.
Are you tired of being the trash police?
Do you need to lower your waste removal expenses?
Are you trying to get that recycling program off the ground but just don't have the time? Simple Environmental Services Group has your back. Simple ESG will audit your service and custom design your new recycling and waste program based on your actual needs. Simple ESG helps with outside dumping, that messy graffiti, and a whole mess of other pesky issues. Simple Environmental Services Group handles all of your recycling and waste program management. Simple Environmental Services Group is a family-owned and operated company serving our Las Vegas business community since 2008. See how Simple Environmental Services Group can save your company time and money. It's really all that simple. Visit their website at SimpleESG.com. Simple ESG, cleaning up Las Vegas streets one company at a time to make it really simple. Call them at 702-473-1497. That number again is 473-1497. Simple ESG. So we had fun on Friday, Jeffrey, with a G. We do our little live show on Facebook Live on Fridays.
We do.
So we invite you to tune in on that. It's our lunch show where we get to eat and drink on
the air. We should have these two with us on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I should definitely
think. An invitation.
Yeah, I think you, I think you need to be part of the Friday show.
I like that.
Yeah, Friday show is a lot looser. We get to drink on the air.
Looser than this? How could it possibly?
What? Oh, no. We drink on air.
Oh, because we get to drink.
Are you off on Friday? I'm off on Friday. You want to come back?
I can phone a friend.
Okay.
You can phone a friend? It's not a game show. I'd like to phone a friend.
I thought
is that your final answer?
I'd like the lifeline.
All calling right. Gino. Chef Gino or Vinnie Malkin, nobody used
if you call Malkin, that'll be really impressive. You have his digits?
Well, I think she does. No. But if you want to talk Russians, whose digits I have, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. So do you speak Russian?
I don't speak Russian. Hmm. If I did, Alyonka Larionov would be over here.
Nistrovia.
You know who that is. You said Rocky Van. Igor,
I know what that means. Let's
his daughter?
Drink.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I could whistle better. But you.
Yeah, whistling is always good on radio.
So you're into Russian women.
They love
as well.
When you whistle on
I don't
radio.
Know how, so they're lucky. What?
You're into Jordy Nelson and hot Russian women.
Okay, raise your hand if you're not in this room. That's not like it's a rare.
Two of us, board operator like, and host.
Like,
what, when did we lose control? That's what I want to know. When did it become the Rebecca show?
When Rebecca came in, it was the Rebecca show.
It was Rebecca from Sunnybrook Farm. She came in.
Like,
yes.
She came in like a bat out of hell. She's like, I'm late. I'm here.
Like meatloaf. See? She came
bunny,
in like
the
meatloaf.
Bunny.
The bunny.
Like a bat out of hell. Ballpark Frank walking by the studio. All right, so let's talk a little
You're
bit, if we can,
Sports
about...
920, the game.
Speaking of Frank.
Ballpark Frank. A shout out to Ballpark Frank.
The game.
Patriots-Falcons, my man. -3. Is this going to be a good game, or is this going to be a blowout? What do you think? I think it'll be a low-scoring game, but...
Okay, I'm just curious. Why would you think it's going to be a low-scoring game?
I just do.
Based on what? Have you been watching the Atlanta Falcons for the last 2 months?
My God, they were ridiculous.
Yeah, they put up 35 points a game. They dropped 44 on Green Bay yesterday.
So
where in there do you see low scoring?
So you see low defense on both sides.
I don't think low defense. Listen, the only way Atlanta is going to beat New England, and everyone knows this, there's no secret, is to put pressure on Brady. If their pass rushers can get through to Brady and pepper him all day long like they did to Aaron Rodgers yesterday, I think the Patriots are going to have a hard time. Having said that, you give me Belichick and Brady with 2 weeks to prepare for a team, and Matt Ryan playing in his first Super Bowl, and most of these guys on the Atlanta Falcons not having any postseason or very little postseason experience, I think it's going to be tough for them. I see them having a really slow start, Atlanta, sort of like a deer in headlights. If New England can jump out to a quick lead, I think their defense can keep them from losing the lead, and New England will win the game.
What is happening here in Las Vegasville for the hockey team? Any update on what's going on?
There's no update other than they'll be here next year. They're going to start in October. They're going to be playing at T-Mobile. I don't know what's going on with the name and the logo. It's still terrible.
Right, because you guys were talking about
I was
hockey.
Hoping Mr. Foley would have a better marketing team in place than to name a hockey team in Vegas the Golden Knights.
College Pride.
I understand that. But
I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm just
right.
saying.
So if you were to have a hockey team here, you'd call them the Cougars?
Absolutely not. No,
the
no,
Summerlin
no.
Cougars.
I could get in a roll on that one, but yeah.
So here's what's interesting. You're born and raised here in Las Vegas. This is your hometown.
Born and raised here.
Getting
in
your
Las
first
Vegas.
Professional sports team, mm-hmm. and you're a hockey fan. What do you think of Golden Knights?
Oh, this is tough. You guys didn't say my last name on here, right?
Not yet. Yeah, go ahead.
We will be. What is your last name?
Come on. So, no, it's tough. I actually grew up with season tickets to the Las Vegas Wranglers back when there was an ECHL team here, and grew up and kind of saw the sport grow, saw how well it did at the Orleans, and how year after year they really marketed. Vegas became, people were like, oh, is Vegas able to be a hockey town? And lo and behold,
I think it already
has
is.
Been. Yeah, it has been. I was part of it. I would say that I was part of that fan base from the get-go. since the fresh age of 12. So half of 50% of my life. And
I've got pants older than you.
The fresh age of 12.
No, and I mean, it's exciting to see that it's happening, but you obviously want to see it happen. As a hockey fan, you like to keep things in the family, and so it seems to be a little obscure. It seems to be a little off base. If you look at an NHL team name, list, roster, all of these things, you don't really see it fitting in there, so it's interesting, but you never know. I mean, time will tell. And
do you like the logo?
I like better than the name.
Would you wear a Golden Knights jersey or something like that?
As LeBron would say, loyalty is royalty, so I would wear it. I would wear it.
We found a sports girl here. I love it.
Absolutely.
But
loyalty is royalty.
Yeah,
that's why he left Cleveland to go to Miami to play.
I shouldn't have quoted him. Mistake.
I will shred LeBron on the air.
I am not the biggest fan. I won't say that I love the logo, love the name, anything, but I would wear it because I'm local. I'm excited for the city.
And you're going to support them.
Yeah.
You're going to get season tickets?
Mama raised me right. No, we'll see. Yeah. You going to give me season tickets or?
I'll get you some tickets.
What's your last
name? We'll get a sponsorship.
We're so stuck on your last name.
It's Lane, Rebecca Lane. Hang
on. Rebecca Lane.
Yeah, she's
where do you live on Rebecca Lane?
Sunnybrook Farm, actually.
See?
See, I'm using your joke against you.
Did you ever read the book?
No.
I got a joke for you. What do you get when you cross an elephant and a rhino?
Oh, God.
Elevino. Elevino.
But I'm
fine. It's even one you can tell the kids. Another tip from your Uncle Johnny.
Wow.
So what about Raiderland? What's going on there? Any update? It's up for vote.
They filed it on Friday, and they're going to be here. I don't think there's anything that's going to stop it at this point. I mean, Ronnie Lott's group in Oakland is not going to be able to put up enough of money, I guess, in the end to lure Mark Davis to stay there. I think Mark has his mind made up. He's moving here, and he's bringing the team here.
I think so, too.
And we're going to have Silver and Black right here in Sin City.
Yeah. Well, it makes more sense to go Silver and Black than gold. Like Golden Knights.
Well, that's what it's funny you say that because Silver Knights would have at least had a little bit more to do with Las Vegas and Nevada, the Silver State.
Silver State, yeah.
You know, but Golden Knights, it doesn't mean anything. There's no affiliation to Vegas. There's no affiliation to hockey. I know he's as you mentioned, alumni of Army and
yeah. I mean, and it was public. This was a West Point. You know, he was like, oh, I can't call him Black Knights, so I'll choose Gold. Maybe because they really were pumped about the hashtag Bold and Gold. Which I don't want to tell you how I feel about that either. But, yeah.
What do you want to talk about,
Rebecca? You would have thought silver for the Silver State would work, but.
So glad you brought Rebecca in today.
Yeah, I know, right?
I told you I'm her personal assistant.
Do you drink wine? Do you like wine? Do you drink wine?
She likes tequila.
Yeah, why not?
I like Stephanie likes tequila, but why not? Well, Jeffrey and I have a wine club.
That's tasting cheese pairings. I'm a huge Borsin fan. Do you guys ever dabble? Yeah?
I know Borsin very well. I used to sell it.
Borsin's the best. Cranberry.
It's good.
Cranberry is the best. Yeah. Cheese and wine.
We have a wine club where we have wine tasting parties pretty much every week.
Fridays.
We've got one coming up in La Jolla.
We'll be there for that one.
We have one in La Jolla on the 28th. That's a Saturday at La Jolla.
That's this
Saturday.
La Jolla
Shores connected. It is a Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Again, this whole thing, I'm never really out of the holiday
fog.
Going way too fast for me. It really is. But it's VegasWineLovers.com, and we bring in wines from all over the world, and we have wine tasting parties usually on Wednesday for Wine Down Wednesday. We'd love to have one with you over at Beer Park.
Yeah, we'd love to have you guys there with
us. To Maggie about doing that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so we have one in La Jolla right on the beach. It's going to be this Saturday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon with our friend Jimmy McKellar. And if you're interested in going Jimmy Jam. If you're interested in going to that one or one of our local wine tasting parties in Las Vegas, and we're also going to have one in Houston. We're going to have three in Houston on February 2nd as part of the NFL Alumni and the NFL Players Association. You can give me a call, leave your message, or send me an email. Telephone number 702-883-1111. That's 883-1111 to find out about our wine club, or you can go to the website at VegasWineLovers.com. We're going to take another commercial break and wrap this baby up. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. Stay where you are.
Wrong show.
He's good, right?
Are we back live? live.
More stones, okay. Baby. More stones.
Jonathan Scott, Vegas nonstop. All stones all the time. You're listening to the 24-hour Stones channel.
A little no, brown sugar.
It's KBAT 928 AM. Great, I'd see the Stones again. Have you ever seen the Stones?
No, but I would love to see the Stones.
It'd be fun, right?
Kind of
I've seen them a few times.
All new meaning to the
really?
Steel Wheels Tour.
Yeah, I've seen them a few times.
Roll them out. Joe Walsh got a residency here.
Is that right?
Yeah, the night we went over to Oriel for the new chef, Richard Feminella gave us tickets that we didn't use because we sat there and drank like fish all night. New chef over at Oriel. What's your buddy's name?
Johnny Church.
Johnny Church, shout out to Oriel.
Just launched his new tasting menu. It's unbelievable. A lot of locally sourced produce and proteins that he's using, and he's doing a great job there. We had some really nice food that night.
And their sister restaurant, still Charlie Palmer's Steak at the Four Seasons, one of my faves.
Home
Give
run.
Him a shout out. Richard Feminella, local special, $58 for a three-course fixed-price dinner with bottomless wine. You get to park valet over at the Four Seasons.
Walk right in.
Make a
no
reservation.
Way.
Yeah, you don't have to go through the casino. And the menu changes every week, so if you want to find out what that is, go to charliepalmer.com, and you'll get their Monday email on what the special of the week is. NBA. You don't want to talk about NBA at all?
What's there to talk about?
I don't know. Who's the lead dog?
Golden State and Cleveland.
Yeah, my Bulls aren't going to do anything?
No.
No.
No. My Celtics are looking really good. If you're not an avid basketball fan, you have to watch this kid, Isaiah Thomas Jr. He is unbelievable. Player of the month for December and January. Kid's putting up 30 points a game. He actually went undrafted.
What about the Sacramento Kings? Are they doing anything?
I don't know. No one's following basketball right now.
No? They just want for football to be over?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, we're down to the last game of the year. There's only one more game, and then it's all about March Madness.
As long as we're making plugs,
and
we should.
Beer Park for March Madness. Come on, give me some credit here. I've been standing next to you all day.
March.
There's some parties.
Big parties happening over Beer Park.
You only get so much credit when you're standing. Jumping gets much more credit. Yeah, Jumping Jacks even more. So we do have to give a shout out to another sponsor, Never Too Hungover. So if you're going to be drinking your shots of tequila, you have some Never Too Hungover. You've seen it in the convenience stores. It's got the little blue cross on it. You drink a bottle of that and you do some Jumping Jacks. You really want to watch this on Facebook Live because it's much better visually than it is audibly.
What the hell is going on here?
We're just having fun.
We're talking about March Madness over at Beer Park.
March is the busiest month here in Las Vegas.
It's awesome.
With March Madness. We've got St. Patrick's Day.
I think January is busier.
You think so?
Yeah, you have CES, you have World of Concrete, you have these huge
conferences.
We're talking
about sports. Right up there. Talking about sports.
Super Bowl weekend.
Did you say AVN?
No. Yeah.
Yes, she
I
did.
I went to the AVN. I went to the AVN Awards. Jeffrey
I
and
there.
I were there.
I was there with
on
you
Friday.
On Friday.
I went back, though. I went back on Saturday. I went back.
We're starting a new
woman,
reality
I've
show.
I've got to tell you, I met this woman in the lobby who was holding a trophy, and of course, I had to talk to her, and it's on my Instagram page at Jonathan Scott LV. I said, "What'd you win the award for?" And she said, "Best group sex, me and seven others."
Right.
She's I had to share it with seven others. I thought that was just so funny that she said, "I got the award and me and seven others for the group sex award." And then she dropped
very proud
the award.
Of
so do they pass the award around a lot? Or is it just one award?
They passed everything around a lot. But it's great. It was one of the best people watching shows that you could ever imagine here in Las Vegas.
We were sitting outside Forte having a slice of pizza. We're starting a reality show called Eating Pizza with Strangers.
People would just sit down and we would start talking to him. We talked to a guy that was like a soldier of fortune, Rusty. Yeah. You know,
oh, yeah.
Our
he's
next
like
new client.
A private security company
guy. Wants to take
guy,
us to Africa,
like
Mexico.
Kuwait. Yeah.
Wow. That
cool
sounds...
guy.
Yeah.
Like the coolest guy in the world. It was a blast. I mean, it's never a dull moment
couple
here in Las
Vegas. A couple
porn
stars sat down with us.
Did they eat your pizza?
30 seconds. I want to thank our guests.
No, I offered her a bite. She didn't want one.
No. That was nice.
I want to thank Stephanie Andron from Beer Park.
Thank you for having me.
And Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm from Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
No.
From My Ass Hurts and How, Jeffrey with a G. If you see us out there, certainly come on over, say hello, buy us a drink. We'll certainly accept it.
We love to drink.
Eat well, party hard, have an awesome week. We'll see you on Friday. Tune in on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Eat well, party hard. Thank you.